Earlier, we were talking about graceful ways to get out of sports cars. Do you remember that?
Does that exist?
I don't know. You know, it was funny. Last week, we had mentioned this off, you know, just in passing about a week or two ago. And that afternoon, I went to the grocery store and there was an older gentleman. It drove a convertible to the store.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the beautiful, you know, Fridays that we had.
Yes.
And I'm admiring the car, and I'm looking at him, and I'm going, okay, now this is just what we talked about. I want to watch how he's going to get out of this car. I'm sorry, but I just wanted to know.
Yeah, right.
And he got out. The first thing, he opened the door, and I was walking past, and I saw instead of his foot hitting the pavement, it was a cane.
I don't mean to make fun of him, but
it was like he, you know, he needed a cane to walk normally, but yet he drove this little tiny sports car around. And I thought, you know, I don't know. Maybe a sedan would have been better. I don't know.
I like that, though. I mean, sometimes, and I don't have a sports car, but sometimes, you know, getting out of the car, especially after a long day, I could use a little cane to, like, give you
something
that little
to prop you up. But if you try to get out of somebody like a Corvette or some of these cars, some people who aren't as limber as others have, you know, it's hard to do.
Yeah.
And if you're driving one of those, you know, eye-turning cars, and you're, you know, you want to get out of it, you don't want people to hear you go, you know, as you're trying to get out and make noises.
Right.
So we were talking about that, and we got a caller on the line here. What did you want to say about this thing?
Do you know of a graceful way to get out of a tiny, sexy, convertible sports car? Please let me know.
If I know a way to get out of a tiny, sexy, convertible sports car.
Gracefully.
Gracefully. Why do you ask, by the way?
Well, we have a 1972 Triumph Spitfire.
Oh, gosh.
And it's a convertible, and it's beautiful, restored, and there's no way to get out of there gracefully, because when you open the door, your knees are at your cheek.
In 1972, people were a lot smaller than they are today. I mean, overall.
Definitely. So I don't think there's a graceful way to get out of a car when your butt's 6 inches off the ground. It just doesn't happen.
Start your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.